Chen.
And this is Kurt and Chen Make a Podcast.
B-Sides Edition, where we talk about nothing and play games.
Oh my gosh, it's been so long since we've done one of these. It feels like years.
I don't think it's been years, Kurt.
I know it hasn't been years. That's why I said it feels like years.
Okay. All right.
So, Jen, what have you been doing with yourself since we've last been doing podcasts together?
Way too much stand-up comedy. So much stand-up comedy that my family's like, do you live here? And also, please stop doing stand-up comedy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I take it that you're not doing any stand-up comedy in the month of January? Or are you doing an insane amount of stand-up comedy?
I am doing an insane amount of stand-up comedy, and we have a ticket giveaway on today's episode, Kurt!
That's right, a ticket giveaway. Why is that?
Because Kurt accidentally bought tickets to a show that he can't attend because he is in a different show at the same exact time. Good job, Kurt!
That's right. On January 29th is the game show hosted by yours truly, but also episode 2 of Lady Bits, produced, starring, hosted by Jen Lamfers.
Accurate. So we've got 2 tickets to give away, and I think we're going to give them to the person who sends the best suggestion for a band to curtaingenpod@gmail.com.
Okay, do we have a time frame on that?
Yeah, I don't. I have no time frame, but we should. That sounds like a great idea, Kurt.
Okay, so we're going to release this episode on the 17th.
Does that sound right?
Mm-hmm. So on the 17th, so if you can get us our suggestion by the 24th. Fourth, yes, a week after this comes out. 1 week for you to send an email. Where do they send the email, Jen?
curtandgenpod@gmail.com.
That's right. Then you will get to see a ticket to Lady Bits 2, if you like looking at Lady Bits.
That is not at all what the show is. It is just ladies doing comedy. Kurt, you were at the first one. Were there any bits shown? I don't think that there were.
No, not those types of bits. So tell us who is going to be on the bill, Jen.
Yeah, so we've got Nice on the bill. We've also got Emily Johnson, Brandy Bigley, and Jennifer Giralo from Phoenix. We've got Rebecca Fox, and we have my comedy wife, Elena Erickson Lopez. Oh, and Bianca Marie, who is a recent transplant from Colorado to here to Tucson.
That is an outstanding lineup of comics. Are you saying that someone's going to be able to get free tickets to that just by suggesting a band?
That is right. And they'll get to see 7 amazing female comics.
Outstanding. And so, yeah, I'm actually really bummed that I'm going to miss that show, but it's literally at the exact same time.
I mean, you don't have anyone booked yet for the game show, so I'm just saying you don't have to miss it. I could just give away other tickets and you could still keep yours.
I think I'm still on the hook to produce the show, regardless of whether I have contestants booked at this second. So I don't think there's any way around that.
I mean, I got out of hosting a show by saying I don't have people. just literally like yesterday.
Well, actually,
and you were copied on that too.
Yeah. By the time that this comes out, we're actually going to have contestants. So.
Oh my God. I have a bet now going with Kurt. Kurt, for a beer.
A beer?
Yeah. Are you going to actually have contestants?
I absolutely will.
By the time this comes out on the 17th.
Yeah, I'll even record a little thing. Tell you what, I'm going to record it at the top of this. And you can't stop me because I have the ability to do that. Yeah. So I will put a little bit
of
this.
I also have the ability to shut it down.
Assured mutual destruction. That's the way we set up this podcast.
I will end this podcast right now. I will turn this podcast around.
Yeah, so I am not doing any type of ticket giveaway for the game show, but if you're more interested in seeing a game show than you are seeing an incredible group of female stand-ups, then both of those going on within walking distance of each other in downtown Tucson and 4th Avenue.
And then I think we're both in the 9 o'clock show right after both of our shows.
Yeah, that's in addition to producing those shows, are you actually going to make that, Jen? Are you going to? Because
I'm supposed to be hosting that one.
I know, but you were an emotional wreck after you hosted the last one, weren't you?
No.
No? Uh-uh. Oh, I thought that you were spent after doing that last episode.
The last Lady Bits?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I for sure was. So I may be switching with Kurt for hosting dates.
Oh, okay.
If Kurt's available to do that.
Okay. So you're saying that you're still going to be in that show, but you might want me to host on the 29th?
Yeah. And I'll trade you for your date.
Okay. It's a deal. Let's shake on it.
Okay. There we go. We did a virtual shake on Zoom. Good times.
Very good.
And by Zoom, I mean Zencaster. Please sponsor our podcast, Zencaster. You're amazing.
Yeah. So last night, you have done something now for the second time that you have done without me. Mm-hmm. You've won trivia.
That's right. And we won trivia by like 5 points. We blew the second place out of the water because we wagered as much as we could at the last one. And we were able to write correctly the order of...
Okay, hold on. Before you actually say what that last question is, why don't you test me? Do you have all the details of that last question?
I have them roughly in my mind. So here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
It is a question about... the elements.
Oh, like the periodic table?
Like the periodic table. That's
okay.
Correct.
And you had both a real doctor,
yep,
and an engineer,
yep,
on your team.
And then another doctor, that was me.
and then an audiologist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that was rude. I have a doctorate, friend. Do you have your doctorate? Back the F off. Because the real doctor, quote unquote, with me was like, you have a doctorate too. We are two doctors on this team.
Okay. So, doctor.
okay. Name these from lowest to highest. So.
Which quality are we rating?
This is what I got. Okay. This is what I can remember. And this is what I got. Okay.
Got it.
Magnesium. Fluorine. Gold. Uranium.
Okay. Now, is it atomic number, atomic weight? Actually, either one of those are the same. So,
Did you just answer your own question?
I assume if you do it in the order of the periodic table, we're going fluorine, magnesium, gold, uranium.
That is correct. And we wagered all 15 points on it. And beat the pants. We were only 1 point ahead going into the final round. And we ended up being 5 points ahead because we wagered all the points that we could.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Because we don't like to take prisoners at trivia.
Okay. Because usually when I play trivia, I have one of these after doing the bar trivia. What was one question that you knew that your teammates did not know?
Let's see.
And I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
No, I know. I wish I had the card. I don't know where I put the card, but I had
that's
several.
That's exactly what I'm trying to do.
Oh, I remember now. Okay.
Okay.
What is the size of a regulation hockey puck? What is the diameter of a regulation hockey puck? Do not Google this question, Kurt.
Of course I'm not going to Google the question. What kind of... Ugh, I am disappointed. Did you have to get it exactly?
You had to get it exactly.
Oh my gosh. My first instinct is that it's about 3 inches in diameter, but I also, my instinct is that it should be in metric.
It was said in imperial, so you're good with inches.
Okay. So I'm going to go with 3 inches.
That is correct.
Woohoo!
My team wanted to say 4, and I said, no, I could fit it in my hands. So it's 3.
In your petite ladylike hands.
Such a weird thing to say. Okay. Yeah. So that was fun. There was all one right. Hotly disputed question, which is what was the brand of of clothing that Audrey Hepburn made famous. And it should have been Coco Chanel. It should have been Chanel. It was not. It was some weird, random, obscure thing. But then everybody at the bar checked it, and it was Chanel. So we all lost points together. Because they did not take it into consideration.
So I have seen those Chanel commercials with Audrey Hepburn.
It was very blasphemous. Also, Audrey Hepburn is like how I decide if I'm going to buy something. I'm like, would Audrey Hepburn buy this? Then I shouldn't. Or then I should.
Do you think Audrey Hepburn would purchase edible glitter?
Yes, I do. I 100% think Audrey Hepburn would buy edible glitter. Are you kidding me? She's the... I had this weird typing thing done where they like tell you like what kind of clothes flatter you and stuff. And Audrey Hepburn is the celebrity person that they were like, this is the person you should try to look like dress like. So.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. And do you have that, that black cocktail dress that she wears in,
Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I do. I've got a lot of black dresses.
Okay, very good.
Number of them, yeah.
All right, so let's recreate. See if we can recreate that look and put that up on our socials. Jen dressed up as what?
Good times.
Okay, good. Like to see that.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie?
Yes. I prefer the song by Spin Doctors.
Oh, no, it's not the Spin Doctors. I know that it's not the Spin Doctors, but I'm not sure who it... I can't remember the name of it. I could answer...
Ah, it's Deep Blue something. You're right.
That's right.
You win this round.
You know, I saw that song on a list of, like, the worst songs of the 90s or something like that. And I was like, what? That's a great song.
It is a great song.
That's an undeniably hooky, catchy song.
It is a very catchy song, but it's also like one of those one-hit wonders because what else did Deep Blue Something do? Can you think of another song? Exactly.
Deep Blue Something Else?
You know what we should be talking about on B-sides?
What should we be talking about on B-sides?
Weird one-hit wonders that are funny.
We could do that.
Oh my God.
Do you want to do that in the next B-sides episode? All
right. Let's talk about one.
Do you want to talk about Breakfast at Tiffany's?
I mean, we certainly could.
Or do you want to talk about Mbop?
No. Not today.
No?
Not today.
Tomorrow?
Maybe tomorrow, yeah.
It's not how you do that. It's not tomorrow. It's tomorrow.
Is it? Because yes. It just sounds like you're stuttering. I don't know. Good times.
So when was the last time that you've seen that movie, Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Oh my God, like forever ago. Like I can't even.
Like, was it so long ago that it didn't seem completely problematic to you while you were watching it?
Yes, it didn't seem problematic at all. So it must have been 20 years ago. I feel like we should drop in Bo Burnham's Problematic right now, because that's what it feels like. Why don't you break down why it's problematic, Kurt? Because I don't remember.
Well, there's a character, and you're going to have to give me a second to... Because I do want to drop the character's name in it, but give me 1 second here. There's a character in the movie who's, according to the cast listing, was Mr. Yunioshi.
Oh, boy.
And that person was played by Mickey Rooney.
Wow, that is terrible.
And did he do it subtly?
No, I'm sure he did not. Does Mickey Rooney do anything subtly?
That was... And I'll be honest, I don't recall ever watching this movie all the way through. I have seen scenes of Mickey Rooney's part that are super cringy. And I don't know if it's like...
I don't know a part of Mickey Rooney that isn't super cringy.
Yeah, I guess I don't either. But I also...
I'm not super familiar with Mickey Rooney, but also everything that I've ever seen about Mickey Rooney is problematic.
So what else? I don't know much else about him. What else has he done that's cringy?
Good question, Kurt. Of course you would ask that, and I would not be prepared for that at all, in any way, shape, or form.
Audrey Hepburn plays that darling, darling Holly Golightly to a new high in entertainment delight. Breakfast at Tiffany's. Boy, they really put a lot of words into those taglines back in the day.
Yeah, you gotta do what you gotta do to sell those tickets, man. Sell those tickets.
Oh, this is directed by Blake Edwards. I was not aware of that.
I don't know who that is.
He's the guy that directed the Pink Panther movies and SOB. What else has he done? Victor Victoria. Peter Gunn. Wow, a lot of Pink Panther movies. Apparently that was his big thing then.
Wow, there are so many articles about how terrible Mickey Rooney is for this one character.
I have read like five already.
What?
He really hit a home run on being problematic with that one role.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was like the turn of the of, you know, like it was in color and they were just like starting to become aware that maybe they shouldn't be, you know, making fun of these characters. And it was like 10 years earlier, probably wouldn't have even rose to the level. But
yeah, there's a depth and breadth of Mickey Rooney's terrible articles out there just about this one character.
Oh, okay. So nothing else that we need to be aware of?
I didn't see anything else, but like, I guess maybe that's all that I remember him for now, because that's what the zeitgeist said.
All right. Yeah. So, Jen, you want to take a little break?
That sounds great, Kurt.
And we're back.
Yes.
How you doing, Jen?
I am here.
You're here for this.
I am here for this. Whatever this is. Whatever we're
well,
doing here.
Well, we just spent the first 15 minutes of this podcast talking about nothing. So that means it's time to play games.
Oh, wait. That's the whole point of B-Sides, isn't it?
That is. So we're going to play a game. And it's a game that I stole from another podcast that talks about nothing and plays games, which I'm not going to refer to because you give me a hard time every time I drive traffic to the other podcast.
Because you shouldn't be promoting other people's podcasts. Kurt?
There you go. This game may have a name to it, but I'm not aware of it. So in this game, we're going to come up with songs and we're going to sing those songs, but we're going to do it just using a single word, a single one-syllable word. And then we're also going to do it without using any melody. So, and we're going to see if the other person can guess what that song is.
Wait a minute.
Is.
How are we supposed to do it without any melody?
Just hitting that beat.
I don't know if I can. I'll try my best here, Kurt. But
so what we're going to do is we're going to try it first without any melody and just singing that one song. Or just that one word, and see if the other person can get it just by the syncopation. And if that doesn't work, then we'll add the melody to it and see if we can get it.
Again, low expectations here, because I don't know if I can get rid of the melody.
Okay. It's tough to do, but it was kind of fun, and it's kind of fun to hear you try to do that. So we're going to give it a shot.
Okay.
Jen, would you like to sing first, or would you like...
would like to do whatever this is first. It's okay. Not quite singing.
All right. So, Jen, I would like you to use the word Jack.
Jack?
Jack.
Okay. I'm trying to take out the melody. This is so hard. Okay. Jack, 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 Jack. Did I just go to the melody? I did. What?
No, it's hilarious. It's it sounds like it could be like any number of rap songs.
Oh my God, really? Because I thought it was super obvious.
So obviously in your mind right now, this seems very obvious to you. And I encourage you to, at some point in time in the future, to come back and listen to this after you've already forgotten what the song is. And I want you to listen to it.
I doubt that I will forget this song.
It does sound very familiar, but do me a favor, give me just a few more bars of it and I'll see if I can come up with it.
Can I do it with more like actual melody?
Yes, go for it. I mean, I'm not sure if you can because you actually gave a lot of melody with that
one. I did. Okay. Hold on. I got to figure out where I'm dropping in now. Jack. Jack.
I'm sorry. I'm not having trouble with this one. This was kind of like the easy one too, right?
This was my easier of the two. Oh my God. Oh, you know who would be disappointed in you? Because this is going to give it away.
Well, hold on a second. Then don't tell me. I'm still going to take a chance. Let me see. Would this be Don't Let's Start by They Might Be Giants?
Oh, no, it's not. Although I should have done that.
Go ahead.
This is far more popular than They Might Be Giants, unfortunately. I wish They Might Be Giants were more popular.
Okay.
And also Don't Let's Start is one of the greatest songs that's ever existed in the world.
That is a great song. Okay, well, I give. What is that song?
Wannabe by the Spice Girls. Oh.
So it does sound like good. I mean, you did that little rapping part that it's... Okay, very good. Mm-hmm. All right, now I will go.
Okay.
And I'll start off with the easier of the two songs that I had in mind.
Okay, I've got to think of a one-syllable word.
That's right. One that perhaps might be used to comic effect.
Car.
All right. Give me 1 second. Let me get the melody in my head.
Okay. You do you.
Is that a polite way to say go fuck yourself?
Pretty much.
Okay. So I am going to be singing a song using the word car.
That's right.
For every syllable. Mm-hmm. Using no melody or other words, and Jen is going to guess it. Are you ready, Jen?
I mean, I'm going to guess a song. I don't know if I'm going to guess it. Like, I don't know if I'm going to guess it, the actual song.
Well, I have heard this game played once before, so I automatically think I'm an expert. So,
I mean, isn't that like every engineer about anything ever? Is it? Is it not?
How dare you? How dare I?
I am married to an engineer friend. I know how this works.
All right, and is he an expert in everything?
He actually is. It's really upsetting. Except for software. It's like the one thing I have.
Oh, you write a lot of software?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have software, like interfaces and comedy. Those are the two things that I know better than Dirk.
All right. Ready for this?
Yes.
Car.
Wow.
I will repeat from the point which you should get it. Car. No, nothing, huh?
Is it like Yankee Doodle Dandy? I don't know. I have no idea.
That song actually came through my head when I was thinking of like really obvious songs that you might be able to get. So I actually jotted down Yankee Doodle Dandy, and then I thought, no, this one would be better. So it's very curious that you came up with that one.
It's because I think that we do too much podcasting together. And improv.
Yeah, too much. We've done one in the last 2 months.
Not in the last 2 months, but like ever.
Okay. All right, I'll try it again with maybe a little more melody to it, although I'm not sure that there's going to be a bunch more. Actually, because I didn't do it great in that first one. But here we go.
Okay.
Car, 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 car.
I'm so sorry. The laughter is so, I can't, because all I'm doing now is laughing at Kurt, and it feels mean, and I don't want to keep laughing at him this way. Because the face that he's making during this is even, I wish that this was a video podcast. I really do. Except for that I'm sitting in my closet. And that's not a good video podcast look right now.
No.
Oh, boy. No, Kurt, tell me what it is, because I bet I know what it is, because I'm so close, but I can't think of the name of the song.
It is a show tune.
Yep.
It is Oklahoma.
Oh, Oklahoma. Son of a...
Yes.
Son of an Oklahoman.
Okay.
Oh, such a good song.
All right,
song.
So those are the obvious ones that we obviously were going to get. The obviously, easy ones that we set up for each other.
Yeah, so easy. Okay, so then it's my turn to make a fool of myself. Kurt, what word am I going to use for the second song?
Splat.
Splat. I don't know if I can do this without melody, so this is what you're going to get, okay? This is the best that I could do with limited melody.
Okay.
Splat, 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 splat. That is totally, like, that's, I didn't try to not do the melody. I don't know what to tell you.
It is hard.
It is so hard. So that's what you get, is it has a melody. I didn't do it as.
Yeah, I understand. Jen, okay. as good a singer as you are.
I am not a good singer.
I'm going to need a little more.
Okay.
And go ahead and go full melody on this one.
Okay, here we go.
She picked up the mic.
I picked up the microphone.
Close to her mouth.
This is a better acoustical setup here. Ready? Splat, 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 splat. Splat, 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 splat.
Oh God!
Splat, 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 splat.
No, no, that's Rehab. That's Rehab by Amy Winehouse.
It is Rehab by Amy Winehouse.
For a second there, it kind of sounded like. Thank You for Being a Friend, the Golden Girls theme song.
Nope. That was not, I mean, would I choose Thank You for Being a Friend?
I don't know. Betty White just died. I don't know.
That
maybe
is
there's
true.
Like
too soon, Kurt. It's too soon.
Maybe there's a mashup out there of Rehab and Thank You for Being a Friend.
I mean, it makes sense. I think that's the only reason why Blanche is there. That's her rehab.
Oh, is it Sex Edition for Blanche?
What are you going to do, man? People enjoy what they enjoy. Blanche is a wonderful person.
We should not judge her.
Don't judge her.
All right. So I've got another song picked out.
Mm-hmm. I've got another word picked out.
Okay. What is that word, Jen?
Your word is yes.
Okay, this is Jen's way of getting me to agree with her.
Yes. Yes, it is. This is going to be my new ringtone. Whatever okay. This is going to be my new ringtone.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, oh, I know it, 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 I know it. Is it Whip It by Devo?
Yes!
Yes! Oh my God. I was like, I got nothing. We've been good. Exactly how my brain did that. It was like devoid of anything, and then all of a sudden, whip it good.
Good times. And this is a little teaser for our next episode where we're going to be talking about Devo.
That's right. Our listener, Amy Seeley, picked Devo.
Have you been listening to Devo, and can you guess whether or not I've been listening to Devo?
I can guess that you've been listening to Devo. One of us notoriously waits until the last minute to do her research, and I used pronouns properly.
And it is hard to actually get to listen to a large number of songs in a minute, but apparently Jen is able to do that. Jen is amazing. She can warp time.
I can warp time. I am a time lord. I have two hearts.
Two hearts?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I forget to tell you that that's part of the Whovian? Like that. So time lords have two hearts.
Like half a cow? Oh, no. Cows have four stomachs. Sorry. Do other animals have multiple hearts?
I am unaware of an animal with multiple hearts, but also this is not a piece of trivia that I have researched.
Oh, okay.
So, if you know of an animal with multiple hearts that is not anomalous.
Is the multiple hearts what gives these Whovians the power? Or is it just a side effect of being a Time Lord?
I think it's just part of the Time Lord anatomy.
Okay.
Maybe it helps them regenerate. I don't know. Because they regenerate every number of years. Like, not a specific number of years, but they regenerate and they're a completely different person. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool. So, here's a question for you. Okay. Speaking of regenerating.
Yep.
You're a Deadpool fan, yes?
I am a Deadpool fan.
So, why does his face... Why doesn't his face, I mean, which has been ripped off, I'm sure, multiple times, why doesn't it regenerate in the nice, handsome, Ryan Reynolds looking face?
Well,
I mean, why wouldn't it regenerate nicely as opposed to all scarry?
Yeah. So.
Are you looking it up?
I am looking it up because I can't remember the exact reason why. But I know that, like, so he does have, like, that healing factor. So he just, sure. like, heals really quickly. But, like, yeah. I don't know why his scarring is still there.
Because, clearly, the very handsome Hugh Jackman, every time he regenerates in his normal handsome self, right?
Uh-huh.
And
there's a Forbes article here on the science behind this.
Oh, we don't want Forbes.
Well, I don't know, man. It just seems pretty interesting.
No, that's I think that's all I needed to hear, that you don't know.
So mean. Is the point of this podcast to make Jen look bad? Because if so, I would like to be off of this podcast. No, I can make myself look bad, Kurt. I don't need any help from you.
These are the types of things. The other thing that I think about, like Wolverine, mm-hmm. with the the claws that come out.
Yeah.
So when they retract,
he also has healing powers, and so just
I understand that. Right, but, back over. Yeah, I get it. But when they retract, wouldn't they? Unless they go like all the way back into his forearm, mm-hmm. all the way back to his forearm. Yeah. So they travel through the hand.
Nope, they travel through the bone because they were. It's adamantium.
Adamantium. Thank you.
Was I'm sorry. Like every time I say it, all I think of is adamant. They retract into the bone, so it's into the bone because it was pushed into his bone structure. So his bones literally pull it back in.
No, they are his bones.
I understand that they are his bones, but like, so he's got that in his bones.
It all pulls I'm saying
back in and goes out.
Is that those claws that are in there that they have to extend all the way, not just out of his hand, not just, out of the skin area, but all the way back, or else he would not be able to bend his wrist.
Right. So it goes all the way back to the forearm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I I will accept that, because it seemed like that they're, it seemed, they talk about it, they seem to have it like they're right at the surface, because if they, but if they are right at the surface, he would not be able to bend his wrist with the claws retract.
Obviously not. Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure we're clear on that.
Makes so much sense.
Okay. Hey, Jen.
Yes, Kurt.
What's making you happy?
Follow fun with Jen.
And Kurt.
That is a great question, Kurt.
Thank you. I was trying to pull that out of the blue because I thought you might not have remembered.
I did not remember our format at all. I think what's making me happy this week is that we get to be in the next Dirty Tea show on January 15th, which I guess I will be hosting because I just stole it from Kurt and he didn't know. And also that Rachel Mack is coming into town and I get to be on two shows with her.
Wow.
Yeah, on Saturday night after that Dirty Tea show, and then on Sunday night.
I thought it was some unspoken thing that we weren't going to actually use the Follow Fun segment to promote ourselves, but I guess we never really said that out loud.
We didn't say it out loud, so, and I was not prepared for this Follow Fun segment, so.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so I'm going to take what I can get.
Okay.
Yeah. What is keeping you happy this week, Kurt?
So we actually splurge. I shouldn't say that we actually splurge. What happened was, is Matthew splurged and spent my money to get Apple TV. So, without asking him for it first. So we are watching, Ted Lasso. So we're finally getting around to watching season 2 of Ted Lasso, and it is very enjoyable.
Please let me know when you are done so that I can tell you all of my feelings about it.
Can I talk about one in particular episode with you?
Sure, but not on this podcast because I don't want to spoil it for people who haven't seen it.
Okay, so for the people who don't want anything ruined on Ted Lasso, consider this the end of the podcast. Thank you very much. We appreciate your patronage.
Thank you very much.
For those of you who would like to talk a little bit about Ted Lasso, what's the deal with the coach going out episode? The coach beard?
Oh, I love that episode so much.
It was so weird, though.
I loved it. And I've been playing that song nonstop in my car. Hello. That's the name
Which
of the song?
Song.
Hello is the name of the song. I just came to say hello. Boom, 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 boom. Ravy scene, the Ravy scene.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm so happy for Coach Beard and all of the weird shenanigans he gets up to. That was one of the most beautiful episodes I've seen.
Does it have some higher meaning to you, or like integrate into the rest of the season in a way? Otherwise, it just seems like just a weird kind of one-off episode.
Yeah, I mean,
it doesn't have to. That's fine. I enjoyed the episode as well, but it just seemed, you know, a little out of place.
Yeah, I don't know that it seemed out of place. I think it gave us the backstory that we've been wanting on Coach Beard for a while. Because, like, the guys always hate that girl that he's with, that woman, I'm sorry, right. That woman that she's with. And I don't know why. And I think it's just because she has a lot of fun and, like, does weird things and is basically the female Coach Beard.
Well, I mean, yeah, which is fine. And I enjoyed a little bit of that backstory, but usually they reveal everybody's backstory as, you know, parts of the entire it's like they'll get, but this was an entire episode devoted to one character's backstory.
I know, but it was so beautiful. And then he got those guys onto the pitch, the fans that had been rooting for them the whole time. He got them into that secret club. He got them onto the pitch. Like, it was just such a beautiful episode that I don't question it, Kurt. I don't.
Okay.
Why question the beauty of a flower?
Well, that it doesn't destroy the beauty of it to question it. It doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. Well, I enjoyed it. That was the last episode I saw. It is the most unique. It is the most different episode from all the episodes so far.
It will continue to be the most different from all of the episodes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, I love all of the other episodes So, and not that I didn't love that one, but it was...
Feels like you didn't love it. Okay, everybody write into Kurt and tell him how wrong he is. KurtandJenPod@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah. Tell me if you thought that the Coach Beard episode was the best episode or not.
I didn't say it was the best episode. I just said it was a very good episode that I enjoyed highly.
Okay. I thought it was a very good episode that I enjoyed highly also, but I also thought it was the worst episode. It's a great show. All of these episodes are great. I enjoy all of them. That's how much I enjoy Ted Lasso, is that they're all great. And this one, which was the worst, still very good.
I don't think I would call any Ted Lasso episode the worst.
See, you're just, you don't like judging in that way, in a negative fashion.
That's correct.
Okay. So, all right. So I've got the guts. I've got the intestinal fortitude to say that one was the worst.
You've got the intestinal fortitude? I don't know that that's what... I mean, like, I get that that's, like, the actual definition of guts. But, like, also, why are we still doing this podcast? I don't know what's happening anymore.
Are you talking about this episode, why we haven't ended
yes,
it?
Or why haven't we ended this episode? Okay. Why have we gotten to intestinal fortitude and yet we're still talking?
Okay. Until next time, this is Kurt.
And this is Jen.
And we just made a podcast.
That was fun.
But now we're done.
We've got to run. Goodbye.